my spiritual health. Have you been to the doctor recently? I'm not saying this to put you on the spot or make you feel uncomfortable. I'm just getting us thinking a little bit about our physical health to get our minds in gear for talking about our spiritual health. It's quite common for doctors to do a yearly examination on patients just for precautionary measures. Check your pulse, check your blood pressure, check your cholesterol, so on. How are your vitals? Quite often, if it is just, it's just standard procedure, and we'll likely get a clean bill of health. We want peace of mind if something is ailing us or troubling us. But we hope all the best. But deep down, we want to know the truth when there is an issue, so that we can deal with it, deal with the issue at hand. It may be the prevention of a heart attack. It may be a chance to stop cancer growth and spread, or the spread of other scary diseases. I haven't gone to the doctor for quite a while. I don't think I really had a real need for it lately, and I'm thankful for that. Many of you would probably say the same for yourself. However, some of you are facing difficulties now, and I don't intend to in any way make light of that. We pray for you and hope that God can give you rest and peace and healing. How many of you enjoy going to the doctor? Not really. I don't. Not even if it's for a good, thorough examination, just a normal health check for getting some type of license or whatever. We, in fact, will likely go to great lengths to avoid it. I'm sure all of us have ignored symptoms and the nagging feelings of something that is just not right. Somehow, if we just pretend nothing is wrong, the problem will take care of itself, we think. Maybe we even know something is wrong, but don't consider it a big enough risk factor. And my children and wife probably pick up on that one. I need hearing aids. And I know I do. I even know the long-term results of impaired hearing. God has created wonderful healing processes, and in many cases, time and simple care of ourselves will result in quick recovery. And we prefer that, wouldn't we, about every single thing that comes along in our life. And we take it for granted until suddenly there's big problems. Our human bodies are fearfully and wonderfully made, but as a result of the curse due to man's sin, we get worn out, we get sick, we break, and we get old. Our bodies need some care. You see any parallels at all yet between our physical needs and our spiritual needs? How's your spiritual health? How's my spiritual health? If we go to the doctor for an annual checkup or monthly checkup and stay up to date with our physical health, we have a much better grasp of where we are at, really, with our health, where we need to adjust our diet, or what kind of pills we should take to address the issues at hand. Maybe it's just vitamins we should take. We get together like this twice a year to check our spiritual health. That's important. But if this is the only time we are doing anything at all about it, chances are we are going to see the doctor and he's going to say, I've got bad news for you. Surgery immediately. Open heart surgery at that. However, if we take our vitamins, feed on God's healthy word, take those faith exercises, prayer walks, times like these, time like tonight, are going to be moments of small adjustments and hopefully mostly just reassurances to our spiritual health. It's quite easy to ignore and keep ignoring. I was mentioning that. We'll see the doctor next week or next year. All we are doing is setting ourselves up for in simple terms, massive heart attack for some people, Alzheimer's or something, and probable death. But what is the long-term effect of ignoring sin? It's death. And the even sadder thing is other people and innocent people suffer because of our neglect. Yes, maybe it is time for me to get those hearing aids. We can't pull every parallel between physical health and spiritual health exactly, and I also, I know I'm not going to expand on it as far as I could. But simply put, we need things in place for our physical well-being. So how much more for our spiritual well-being? How's your health spiritually? You may turn to Psalm 139. Psalm 139. As we read this psalm, I'm going to try to read it slowly. Just let God speak. I have something to share about it, but you know, it's God working in your heart personally that is going to make all the difference. So let's read Psalm 139. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men, for they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Going to the doctor, you could say, is scary and uncomfortable. We may not like what they have to tell us. And unfortunately, they may even misdiagnose and or perform malpractice, but not so with God. Will it be uncomfortable to the flesh? The IV needle may hurt, it will hurt. The surgery may be difficult. So yes, it will be uncomfortable. But when we fully open our hearts to God and his word, he's going to be direct and to the point. He will get the vein the first time. He will show us exactly what we need to do to get our heart healthy. Our spiritual health advice will not be something like, try this for a while and see if it makes a difference. It will make a difference. God has the answers in his word. He knows us inside and out. I remember as a teenager hearing people talking about not remembering what they were doing, getting halfway up the steps, not remembering where they were going down or up. I can actually identify with that a little bit. Even though I'm still young, headed to town, not sure where in town I was headed. God doesn't get mixed up. He knows everything about us, our downsitting and our uprising. He knows what we really meant to be doing, whether it was good or bad. Our downsittings very well could be our mistakes and failures. Maybe it's weariness and depression. It could be inconsistency and laziness. Our uprising could be our high moments, you could say, our mountaintop experiences. You ever feel like life is out of control, the ups and the downs, and you just wish you could stay in the ups? Life has its highs and its lows, and I'm not being critical about that. Periods of our life can be really difficult, and maybe our minds don't keep up with everything that goes on around us or happens to us. But God does. God knows. He knows how our mind works. He knows how sincere we really are or really aren't. There's no trying to figure us out. He cares about our physical ailments, and he cares even more about our spiritual ailments. He knows our habits, the path that we always default to. Where does it lead, and what does it do for us? Or how does it affect us? talks about our tongue. It's one of those things that we use very easily and often, and it can get us into trouble just the same. We talked about God knowing us completely and knowing what our intentions really are and how that can give us a bit of rest when God really knows that what we meant, when we really meant things for the best. He really does know that we are trying to serve him. But he really does know, too, when we get careless with our words and what's inside comes out. He knows the root of the problem. He says, "Thou knowest it all together." Going to the doctor with apprehension or with fear is how I describe our take on doctors so far, I think. But suppose you have a severe medical emergency or you're rushing someone to the ER. The relief of putting those people or that terrible moment into the hands of professionally trained and capable doctors. If I was bleeding to death, I would be just relieved to have somebody that knew what they were doing help me out. And we have even better reassurance of entrusting our spiritual health to God. It should not be fear and apprehension. We should have that longing to allow God to search us, to receive that nurture and much-needed care. He's behind us and before us. You know, for really sick people and people that are in trouble, we reassure them that we are there and we place our hand on them and tell them we're not going anywhere. Don't worry. God has laid his hands upon us. We can count on him. Maybe there will be some hard truths he will break to us about our spiritual health, but he will provide the solution and walk through it with us every single step of the way. Verses 7 through 10 speak of God's omnipresence. Wherever our walk of life takes us, wherever our choices take us, right choices or wrong choices, he is going to prompt us with the Spirit, whether it's in our weakness and failures. And he will walk beside us as we rely on him. So how is your spiritual health? God understands everything about you, whenever and wherever. Talks next about darkness and light. We talked a little bit about the ups and the downs. Maybe it's more real to us when we talk about the darkness and the light. We may find ourselves in very dark situations. Maybe it's almost like we can feel the darkness. I've never been in a physically dark spot that I would describe as so dark you could feel it. But I've heard that expression of people being underground in a cave. And they tell how the darkness is so intense you could just feel it. Maybe it's darkness from sin in our life and we have grown cold and our hearts are hard. That's darkness. You sure can feel that. That's when we need open heart surgery, you could say. Or maybe it's another darkness that no one likes to talk about, the alone darkness, the deep, dark pit of anxiety, despair, and dread. No light at the end of the tunnel, no desire to live. That's a darkness you sure can feel too. But what does this have to do with our spiritual health? Well, some of these things may trouble and confuse us about how our minds work or don't work, and it may cause doubt as to what is right or wrong. Here's one solid thing that we can always count on. God understands. He understands the physical and the spiritual. Maybe he won't choose to heal us physically, but he sure will heal us spiritually. When the darkness covers us, says he is the light. We need to grasp that light somehow, because the discouragements of darkness will overwhelm us. Maybe this is when we need to trust God with the x-rays, the CAT scans, and the MRIs. We can't see or tell what is going on, but God sees it in plain sight, and he will nurture you, and he will give you the grace moment by moment. He created us from the very start. He had everything to do with it, and all the intricate workings of the body and the mind he created wonderful. It says, "Thou hast possessed my reins." He created us with emotions, thoughts, and feelings. So he understands our emotions, thoughts, and feelings. "I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well." We take our physical health for granted quite often, and some people go through years or almost a lifetime of careless abuse or haphazard approach to their health. There are exceptions to the norm, you could say, and also the fact that the expected life of mankind is 3 score years and 10. But that kind of life leads to major health problems and possibly early death. So how serious are we taking our spiritual health? How can we tell whether we are spiritually healthy? Throughout this psalm and towards the end of the psalm here, to look at some of the signs of spiritual health. Don't have a whole lot of examples, but there needs to be a knowledge of God. God has instilled that sense within us of there is a God, and there must be someone greater than us. Who created all this? Who is in control? Acknowledging God is the start to our relationship with Him. People around us will know who our spiritual healer is. And how much time are we spending reading His Word? Are we speaking with Him throughout the day and praying? The more we read His Word and the more we interact with Him, the better we will understand Him and the better our health monitoring features will develop. He is what we will think about. We will think about and talk about God. We will praise Him. Others will hear us doing this, and we will love doing it. This also means that the wicked things and the things that grieve God, we will also hate and be grieved about. The psalmist says he hated them that hate the Lord, but it clarifies it a bit, with perfect hatred. You know, we so easily become accustomed to all the wickedness and gray areas around us. But if we are spiritually healthy, we are going to keep the lines distinct. We're going to love the things of God, and everyone around us will know it. A spiritually healthy person will go for checkups, and he will be good with it. He will value those checkups. See if there be any wicked way in me. He will do what it takes. He will allow God to have His way and lead him in the way everlasting. And again, we have opened our hearts to God. We are opening our hearts and lives to the brethren, sisters. How is my spiritual health? I like to sing, Lord, Thou Hast Searched, and that's also song 139. Whenever I sing this song, it reminds me of a revival meeting week when I was a young boy. Too young to really understand what God's searching would really mean. Old enough to know there was something really special about it. And I don't think there has been a time since that I haven't sung this song without a longing to know God better. Even in the times that I knew I wasn't right with God, it would bring a sense of need and a sense of peace. God knows. Again, open your heart as we sing, and this will, I think, we'll conclude after the song. 139. Oh, Lord. My
smile.